The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta save lives and eradicate sickness. That's serious business. But the CDC is also in show business. In its more than 70-year history, it has captured the imagination of TV writers and filmmakers. Could the monkey in the movie Outbreak actually spread disease? Could flesh-eating zombies like the ones in The Walking Dead actually be a reality? Tonight, the Atlanta Science Festival separates fact from fiction. GPB's Sean Powers takes us on a quick trip through the CDC's movie career.
We're 5 minutes into this movie, and there's already a dead body.
Drum? Nah, shot twice. Must have crawled on this thing.
Recognize him?
Nah, he ain't from around here. It's some kind of forest.
These poor cops think this unsolved murder is the worst of their problems. They're worried about bullet holes when they should be worried about the bubonic plague.
I'm Dr. Reed of the United States Public Health Service, and one of the jobs of my department is to keep plague out of this country.
You know, if he's here, it's not good.
Now, I may be an alarmist, I may be entirely wrong about the whole matter, but I've seen this disease work. And I'm telling you, if it ever gets loose, it can spread over the entire country.
Dr. Reed is indeed an alarmist.
What can we do?
He's the main character in the 1950 film noir Panic in the Streets.
We can have them watched, we know who they are, all but one. The man who killed him, or men.
This was one of the first movies to feature an agency like the CDC, which was 4 years old the year this movie came out. Well, an expert on the plague won't help us now. No, what we need is an expert on movies.
My name is Stephen Brown. I am chief film critic for SilverScreenCapture.com.
Stephen lives in Atlanta and reviews movies as a hobby on his website. I asked him to compile a list of some of the classics inspired by the CDC.
In various forms over the years, in cinema culture, CDC has become less a specific government organization than a state of mind. There's always been intrepid scientists trying to look for ways to fight against time, fight against the virus, fight against the pod people.
I'll be damned.
No wonder they didn't bleed. It's clotted throughout the entire system. 5 quarts of blood turned to powder.
In theory, I suppose a single organism could do it.
But in fact, there isn't an organism on Earth.
You mean there didn't used to be?
That's a scene from the 1971 science fiction thriller The Andromeda Strain, which was based on a novel by Michael Crichton. A team of scientists tries to stop a deadly alien virus that wipes out a small town. Stephen Brown says, in these earlier films that tackle CDC-esque issues, you don't hear CDC mentioned by name.
Only in the past 2 or 3 decades has the CDC actually been called out as something that people discuss and talk about as an entity, shorthand for the disease-fighting warriors.
And no one represents disease-fighting warriors more than our brain-bashing, skull-crushing heroes in The Walking Dead. The show actually features an episode at the CDC where a lone researcher tries to learn more about what's turned humanity into bloodthirsty zombies. One of the main characters finds out the key to the outbreak.
What? Of the CDC, Jenner told me. Whatever it is, we all carry it.
In recent years, zombie flicks like World War Z, I Am Legend, and 28 Days Later have mixed together the undead and public health in an end-of-the-world recipe. CDC Museum Director Judy Gant says it's interesting how these depictions resonate with audiences.
We've had people come into the museum and seriously ask, not kids, but adults, seriously ask, where do you keep the zombies? And we have laughed and said, oh, you know, that's just TV. No, you can tell me, where really are the zombies?
But accuracy matters in some plots, like in the 2011 movie Contagion, which was about the race to stop an airborne virus.
Hello?
Hello? Mr.
Hello?
Barnes?
Yes.
This is Dr. Mears from the Centers for Disease Control. I believe you may have had contact with Beth Emhoff last week.
The filmmakers behind Contagion talked with the CDC about accuracy.
How are you feeling today?
Pretty cruddy, to be honest. Head is pounding. I probably picked up some sort of bug.
Where are you right now?
On the bus.
Other filmmakers give Kate Fulb a call. She oversees Hollywood Health and Society at the University of Southern California. Think of it as the arm between Hollywood and the CDC.
If you're a half-hour show, you actually have about 22 minutes to tell your entire story. And within that time, you've got people to kill and murders to be solved and love stories to, you know, there's a lot of other stuff going on besides the health information.
But Kate says that doesn't mean health information should take a back seat. Her and her team provide the entertainment industry with accurate and timely information about things like public health research, climate change, and CDC clothing and equipment.
Viewers actually learn a lot about health information through their favorite television programs, and they actually learn this information and believe it more so from popular narrative programs than they do from the news or commercials or PSAs.
And that leaves the question, what will be Hollywood's next public health crisis? Will it be the race to stop the Zika virus or Ebola, or an even greater menace that we haven't dreamed up yet?
We're heading to the CDC. If there's anything left, it's got to be there, don't you think?
For GPB News, I'm Sean Powers in Atlanta.